So how do you use piggyback suggestions in order to induce a trance conversationally? Well, the answer, believe it or not, lies in direct experience. In other words, something you can hear, feel, or see. You can always also use taste and smell to a certain extent, but there are less used senses. So let's take to the three main categories: feeling, hearing, and seeing. Now, if you just think for a moment and notice the feeling inside your foot right now, your left foot in particular, you weren't aware of the feelings in that left foot until I mentioned it. But what about your neck? Whilst you're thinking about your left foot, what are you thinking about your neck? You certainly are now if you weren't before. Thinking about your chest is different to thinking about your back, and the sensation in your chest is different to the sensation in your back. Now let's just pause for a moment and find out what just happened there. Did you notice that as I used the word notice, I brought your awareness to different parts of your body, your foot, your neck, your chest, your back? But also, more importantly, all I did was I redirected your awareness to something that was already there. So any word like notice, see, hear, feel, etc. will take direction and actually redirect people's attention towards something that's already there, but not necessarily within consciousness. Now this does two things. The first thing it does, it brings something that was unconscious into conscious awareness. So already we have this slippery slope beginning of an unconscious process getting involved or engaged in what you're doing. The second thing that it does is you're taking control of someone's attention. And remember, the first stage of the four-stage protocol is fixate attention, absorb someone's attention. Now, provided that they're listening to you, it's very difficult to ignore you when you say, notice the sensation in your foot. Is the sensation in your left foot different to the one in your right foot? Because it requires a comparison, and a comparison requires attention. So very neatly, you've wrapped up someone's attention, and you've already begun to sensitize them to some kind of unconscious process. Now, there's something else that's going on there, which is also very important, and this is where the piggyback principle really kicks in. You cannot argue with your own experience. If I tell you that you have some kind of sensation in your left foot, the fact is you will have some kind of sensation. You may feel blank, you may feel the sensation of your shoe pressing against the skin, you may feel the pressure of the ground if you're standing on them, but there will be some kind of sensation in your foot. And if there is no sensation, that technically is called anesthesia, which means you already have hypnotic phenomena going on there. So no matter what happens, I'm already beginning to build those yeses that I need in order for me to have that yes ladder, which will lead into piggybacking suggestions later on. Now the way is clear for me to use piggyback suggestions. What piggyback suggestions do I use? Well, anything that will lead you deeper into a trance. By the way, notice how by using the piggyback principle, I've already jumped straight to stage 2 of the 4-stage protocol. I've bypassed any critical factor, any resistance, because I'm attaching my suggestion to something that you have already automatically cleared. You cannot deny the sensation in your foot, it's been cleared, and so anything attached to it is more likely to go through. Again, let me emphasize, I say it's more likely to get through. There's no 100% givens, there's no 100% in anything that you do. But if you use the piggyback principle wisely, you'll make it increasingly difficult for someone to say no, because the more they say yes, the more their mind opens that channel, the more energy it requires to jump out of the channel and say no to you and refuse something. So that the longer they're stuck in that yes loop, the more likely it is they'll carry on saying yes just because it's easier than to say no. Now, when that happens, the unconscious will tend to make your suggestions actually come true. And the secret key to this induction is to make sure that the steps that you suggest, that you piggyback suggest at the end of your normal yes sets, that those things are just the right amount, that they are less energy to put into action than saying no to you. Also notice that the 60-second hypnotist, the induction that we began CD8 with, is actually a crude form of the piggyback induction already. Close your eyes and go into a trance. The closing your eyes is a compliance, is a yes. Every time you hear me say the word deeper, you'll go deeper and deeper. Again, the word deeper is something that's going to happen because I have control of that because I'm going to be speaking it. So that's something that you cannot deny as part of the experience. And the second part of it, whether or not you respond by going deeper, is something which, depending on how strong my yes set has become, will piggyback off the original suggestion and actually become actualized inside of your experience. So that's enough about the principles about the piggyback induction. Let's look at how it actually works in practice.